tape.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, all six of the Brady Bunch kids reunited at the Brady Bunch house that was sold a while back to HGTV. They're filming a show about its renovation. They're going to, you know, not that it needed a lot of work, but they're going to update it and all that stuff.
Oh.
Now, people are saying it's unclear if they're going to appear on the show, but I'm sure that there is an episode in the works revolving around that, mm-hmm. which is why they were probably all together. Oh. That would be cool. Actually, I'd kind of like to see that. That was such a cool house. Parents, finally, the sequel to Frozen will be released next year, right around this time, November 22nd, next year, just in time for the holidays. I can't imagine that there won't be a Let It Go in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a song that is equally annoying for parents. It's a great song, but I know you've heard it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Like when your kids used to watch The Little Mermaid.
Right.
Or Aladdin.
Care Bears.
Yes. Like those things you heard over and over. Well,
that had a song attached to it.
Yes, exactly.
But let me ask you this. Frozen 2,
uh-huh.
will this answer all the questions that we were left asking after the first one?
I think so.
Okay.
Now I can't remember their names, but, you know, the two that got together, her and the... Well, the normal guy, the prince, and
yeah.
I can't remember their names
I
now.
Know.
Elsa and Betty. I can't remember her name now. Elsa and
Veronica.
God, somebody help me! Yes, exactly. And then when she and Jughead and I can't help me. Somebody,
well, we'll see
I
what
can't
happens
look it
next
up right.
Year.
Yes, Elsa and Anna. Thank
okay.
you. There we go. Yeah, so I thought that movie was one of the best animated movies. That and another little movie I'll give you, Bolt.
Bolt.
The one about the dog that was an
oh,
actor.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was
yes.
great.
Okay.
And Oprah Winfrey. Now, she went door-to-door in Georgia for a candidate that she's supporting. People keep speculating on whether or not she's going to make a run. Many people have said, well, you know, I think she's just testing the waters because she doesn't really campaign for people. Well, here is her answer.
I don't want to run, okay? I'm not trying to test any waters. Don't want to go in those waters.
Yeah. She might be the smartest person on earth, actually. Why would anyone want to get into politics at this point? That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Anything you miss on our show, you can conveniently catch up on our podcast any time of the day at 96.3kklz.com.